broadcasting live on location here until 6 o'clock, so come by and say hi, just like Julia Freeman from Canmore Business and Tourism has. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well, Rob. How are you?
Good. First of all, before I get into Christmas in Canmore, I think a congratulations in order. Event of the year at the Canada Tourism Awards, like the best event in all of Canada for Canmore and Cork. That's incredible.
That's right. Yeah, we're really excited. We heard last night, and our CEO was there to collect the award, and we're really excited. It's such an honor to be named Event of the Year. So it's incredible.
Uncorked tickets, are they on sale already?
Yes, tickets for the 2016 Canmore Uncorked are on sale.
Sweet.
You can jump on our website, canmoreuncorked.com, and check out all the events for this year.
We'll chat with Andrew a little bit later on in the program about that. I want to talk about Christmas in Canmore, though, which is officially kicking off, I understand, tomorrow evening.
That's right. Yeah. So Christmas in Canmore is kicking off on Friday night. So the festival runs from December 4th right through to December 31st. And we're kicking off with the Christmas in Canmore Block Party.
Cool.
So it's a really great event. It's down at the Civic Center Plaza. We're going to have a live Christmas band, and we're going to have some street performers and some fire dancers and stilt walkers and hot chocolate and food vendors. So it'll be an awesome event from 6 to 8 p.m.
You did that Advent calendar thing last year. Is that back this year?
The Advent calendar is really popular. We've got a ton of businesses that have registered to participate. And when you sign up online, you get an email every day of the festival with a special offer. And we had so many businesses participating this year that we've got double offer every day. So two businesses every day will have a special offer for that day only.
And that's on your website then?
Yeah, you can get that on the christmasincanmore.com website and sign up there.
The outdoor movies, that's something you did. You took over that vacant lot beside the credit union last year with the fire pits. Is that coming back this year?
Yeah, it's a great little space. So every Sunday during the festival, we are doing outdoor Christmas movies. So it's a great opportunity to bring the family down, to bring a blanket and bring some chairs and sit outside and watch some Christmas movies.
A lot of the stuff going on is free. There are a few ticketed events that I understand are actually almost sold out.
Yeah, that's right. We've got a couple ticketed events. So we've got a progressive dinner by Winter Bicycle led by Sarah Renner, which should be fun. There's
cool.
A couple tickets left for that. And we are doing some paint night events as well, where you go to a bar and you get a step-by-step painting lesson.
Oh,
and
no
you
way.
Come out with this amazing painted canvas piece of art that you can take home with you, and there are a few tickets left for that one as well.
Late night shopping, is that coming back this year?
Late night shopping is happening next Friday night, December 11th, and we've got over 30 businesses that are registered to participate in that. So the shops will be open till 10 p.m. and you can jump online and check out which businesses are participating.
I went to the Christmas in Canmore website the other day, went to the events page, and was like,
scroll.
There's
it's
so
full
much
of
stuff
events.
Going
There's
on.
There's so
yeah.
much happening. It's incredible how much participation we are having and how many events that we have going on.
And
so
one more time, can you remind us that website? Because I think people will be interested.
ChristmasinCanmore.com.
All right.
It's pretty simple.
Julia Freeman,
the
Canmore Business and Tourism. Thanks for joining me on the show today.
Thanks so much for having me.